nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
James Bryant Conant said, "Behold the turtle. He makes progress only when he sticks his neck out." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who stick their neck out. Our first playmaker is a partner in a company that has turned rock into insulation, while our next playmaker and his team of veterans cleans facilities with shock and awe. With us today is a partner of a company that installs insulation that doesn't burn, never has to be replaced, and absorbs sound. While our next playmaker spent 20 years in the Army, but now assesses, plans, and deploys veterans in commercial cleaning. These great playmakers are David Martinez. David is partner and vice president of global business development for Amarok, and Michael Marr, president of Marine Clean. And we're going to begin today's show with Michael. Michael Marr is a retired Army non-commissioned officer spending over 20 years in the Army and is president, as I said before, of Marine Clean. The majority of Michael's career was spent in leadership roles within light infantry and artillery combat units, culminating with an assignment on the 3rd Corps Artillery Commanding General Staff with oversight of the Operational Readiness Program for 6,800 people. Marine Clean is a full-service commercial cleaning company offering partnerships to facility owners, managers, and top-tier general contracting firms. Marine Clean is veteran-founded and 100% veteran-led organization that operates within a military structure. They leverage the professionalism and ground-level leadership instilled in the Marine Corps while executing each mission with precision, attention to detail, and clear communication for timeline completions and delivery of superior service. With all that, Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, first question I want to ask, as we were talking earlier, is kind of all-encompassing. How does a career Army non-com become a leader in employing veterans in the cleaning business?
That's a good question.
And it's a lot. I know there's a lot there.
And in the Army, I mean, well, I grew up in a small country town, joined the Army. And one of the uncanny things about it is when I joined the Army, there was a spot on the application that said, "What do you want to be?" And I said janitor, because the janitor in my hometown made pretty decent money for a small country town back in 1984.
Interesting what happens over time.
Right. So I think life has come full circle. But doing 21 years in the Army, learning, serving in multiple leadership positions, of course, everything is white glove inspectable. So cleaning is sort of a second nature for any veteran, Marine, Army, Navy, Air Force, whatever. Got out of the Army, joined Aramark in the food service and facilities service business. Spent 9 years with them and really wasn't feeling fulfilled. I wanted to give back. I wanted to empower people, help some people achieve their dreams. So I went to work for Honor Courage Commitment, which is a local nonprofit here in Dallas that helps veterans start businesses. So long story short, one of the veterans that was starting a business was a Marine. And his name is Andy Williams. He brought this concept to me and said, "Hey, can you help me with this?" And I said, "Sure." Little did he know that I had some facilities background experience and had pretty good connections in that arena. So made a couple of phone calls, and then we landed some pretty good jobs. The initial job was $26,000.
Well, let's talk about that, because we were talking earlier before we started. You just asked a question of somebody, asked if they need cleaning, and all of a sudden you had a $26,000 job. But that was with SMU.
That was with SMU, which I had worked at for 7 years. So they knew me. They knew my caliber. They knew my character, and knew that if I said we would do it, we would do it. Had nothing really to do with being a veteran, but I think the veteran leadership and the veteran mentality always shines through in a veteran, which they're going to do what they say.
And now that was cleaning Moody Coliseum.
Moody Coliseum.
And you cleaned it in 4 days.
In 4 days, after post-construction. And then on the other side of that, we landed a 5-year contract with SMU Facility Services. So we do all of SMU events, basketball, football. So we clean the stadium several times a year now, just because of the way we executed on that one. And then, so our business is three components, really. It's event cleanup, it's post-construction cleaning, and it is custodial janitorial type work. We also do power washing, line striping on parking lots and things of that nature. So we are expanding every day.
I would think the event cleanup and the construction post-cleanup are one-time shots or smaller, and you want to have the ongoing commercial cleaning.
Correct.
To keep you going.
Right. The commercial cleaning pays the bills and keeps it going. It's steady revenue, and then the one-time in-and-out business is – you know, we do target that because it's much simpler to execute. You're in, you're out, and you're done.
So you're really specialized in terms of that. Very
right.
Few cleaning companies do that kind of cleaning.
Exactly.
Well, we were talking ahead of time about the success you had as you started your business, because you got in this with Andy and you became partners. He offered you a partnership. But talk about how the company has grown financially since you started.
Well, year one, revenue was close to $700,000. And it's 60% of it is, I won't say 60, 40% of it's events, 40% of it is post-construction, and the other 20% is custodial janitorial. The issue with custodial janitorial is you spend 60% of your time on 20% of your business because it's ongoing and you're dealing with clients, dealing with customers. But it's really just leveraging relationships, having a good reputation. We believe in America. We believe in the American dream. And we believe in the American veteran. So we are helping small businesses. We are helping veterans to do great things in this economy, putting America back to work. One of the things that I enjoy so much about this is I'll tell you a story about Berta Lara, who is one of our subcontractors that does cleaning for us. 2013, she made $12,000 in profit on $40,000 in revenue. Last year, she made $85,000 in profit on $290,000 in revenue. So we changed her life. We moved the poverty line for her. But at the same time, I hired 7 veterans last year and helped them transition into bigger and better jobs. So I think that because we can communicate with our veterans, we teach them how to operate in civilian society. And it's that transition. It took me 2 years to transition. So I understand the transition period. And I understand our veteran.
And you're giving them a chance to do that. And again, what percent of your people are veterans?
Well, we're all veteran-led. So I would say of the company, we have 7 employees.
Okay.
All veteran. But we use a lot of subcontractors that also have veterans in their staffs. So anytime all of my veteran inspectors are on a job, many of our workers are veterans if they're in that frame of life, I guess.
Well, you're giving them a chance to almost decompress,
right?
Get back into it again. On your website, which is teammarineclean.com, you have something called the 10 million square foot challenge. Talk about that. Tell everybody what that means.
Well, Andy and I, we were talking about how do we get more construction, post-construction cleaning, because that's really our niche, and that's what we enjoy doing. We don't cut corners. We clear them, as our saying. So we want to go in and partner with top-tier construction companies to really just give them portfolio pricing, make it better for them. We are a solutions provider. It's not really about us. It's about providing a solution for the people we work for. So what we did is I said, Andy, we talked about how do we get that market share? And I said, well, he said a million square foot challenge. I said, we can get a million square foot in one job. We just did a 678,000 square foot job. So let's make it 10 and challenge some people. EMJ Construction is one of our big partners. Rogers O'Brien Construction. Many of them pony up and pledge square footage, and we go in and we clean it and help them and help us.
Sounds to me almost as if just this analogy came to mind when you bring your car into a facility to get it fixed. If it was damaged and comes back and it looks beautiful, that's what post-construction looks like. You can make it look beautiful after all the mess that was there.
Correct. Yeah. If you saw some places we cleaned up before and after, you would be amazed. Something else, Steve, I wanted to mention too, is we do a 21-point checklist. I came up with that idea because we do a 21-gun salute for our veterans, but how about a 21-point checklist on all assets under management? So we check your fire suppression systems. We check your plugs, your flush valves, your sinks, your toilets as part of our custodial business, And it's just like when you take your car to change the oil. But that helps our facilities managers because we're seeing things as we clean that they may not normally see.
And that's a great guarantee that you're giving to make sure they know it is checked.
Right.
It is done. It's done correctly. You had written something when you sent me some of your information about, I guess it was when you played football, was it Coach Joe Johnson?
Coach Joe Johnson said,
everyone needs a wake-up call. What was that all about?
Well, Joe, I had missed 16 days of school my senior year because all I wanted to do was play football. I was working. I was hustling. I've always been a hustler, trying to start some sort of business to make money. When you grew up poor like I did, money was a lot. Come to find out, money's not everything now. But Joe, one morning about 7 o'clock in the morning, I think I'd worked till 2 a.m., knocks on my door. I left home at 16, moved to town, which was 22 miles away, lived in a trailer house, thought I was doing great, wonderful things. But Joe knocked on my door at 7 a.m. and said, "Mar, get your blankety-blank to school. And when you get there, come see me." And he sat down and said, "Son, you have so much potential. You have too much going for you to then to drop out of school. You need to figure out what's going on in your life, and I am here to help you." And that, you know, to have somebody care about you like that was something, and it woke me up. It said, you know, you have potential. And I thought I was going to be some bum, really.
And you really have paid it forward because that's essentially what you're doing right now
right.
with these guys that you're working with coming out of the military. You're giving them an opportunity to
right.
do something.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing we want to do is we want to engage our veterans. We want to engage them in a way that they understand. We want to equip them with the right education, the right business platform, the right tools. We want to empower them, give them that ability to do it so they can excel.
Absolutely.
And once they do that, I mean, they can work for me for a year. They can work for me for 2 years. They can work for me for 10 years. My whole mission in life is to transition them so that they can go do bigger and better things.
It's a great, great mission that you're doing. So tell everybody again how they can find out more about Marine Clean.
Well, you can go to our website, www.teammarineclean.com.
And that's team, T-E-A-M, marineclean.com.
Right. You can call our office. And the number is on the website as well.
The number is also on the Playmakers Talk Show website.
Okay. And just give us a call, and we'll come out, do an assessment. We'd love to meet with anybody that is interested in power washing, parking lot striping, cleaning service, especially top-tier general contracting firms.
Well, if you'd like to hire a company that operates like the military and make sure it gets done, you need to call Marine Clean, which again is teammarineclean.com. Michael, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Michael Marr is the president of Marine Clean, and again, that's teammarineclean.com. Don't go away. We have more. When we come back from a break, we're going to speak with David Martinez. David is partner and vice president of global business development for Amarok, and we're going to talk about an insulation product that you've never heard of before. Back right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk about insulation, but a little different type of insulation that you might be familiar with. We're going to talk with David Martinez. David is a partner and vice president of global business development for Amaroq Products. With over 30 years' experience in the service industry and sales development, operations, training, and consulting. With corporate offices in Dallas and manufacturing facilities in Nolanville, Texas, Amaroq Products manufactures a high-quality loose fiber rock wool for a variety of uses. Rock wool was first used in the U.S. as insulation in the early 1900s and has remained a leader in the insulation industry for over 100 years. We're going to find out more about that. But, David, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Well, people know the pink product that's advertised on TV all the time, but you're not the pink product. You developed the almost perfect insulation product. What would your biggest obstacle be toward getting homeowners and businesses to know all about you?
Well, it would have to be awareness. As you mentioned, the pink product, everyone knows about. They have a pink panther. They probably have an unlimited marketing budget.
And we see it on TV all the time.
Exactly. And we don't. Rockwool has been around longer than any insulation on the planet. And it's had an interesting story to it. But, you know, it's kind of faded over time. It started out in the early 1900s, mostly for residential applications. And then the pink stuff came on in the late 1930s and early 40s, and that was a cheaper product, it was a newer product, and it was all the rage. So some of the traditional insulations kind of fell by the wayside.
Well, you got to give them credit for the marketing campaign that they've put together, because everybody knows the pink product, and that's what they go in to purchase. But let's talk about what rock wool is, because it's different. It comes from rock, which when you and I first talked, I had no idea there was anything like that. How is it developed? And then, and I saw some videos on your website, and it was interesting how it's actually put into the walls. So talk about how rock wool is developed.
Well, it's really a very simple process, but an interesting one. It's just not just another rock. Rock wool is made from two components. 60% of it is slag, which is the burn-off for iron ore during the steel making process.
So this is there anyway. This is just a runoff. It's a product that's just there.
That's correct. So it is a recycled. 60% of this product is recycled. The other 40% is a pretty common trap rock, which is like basalt. So this mixture of these two rocks developed over time has resulted in the best attributes for this product: thermal, fire protection, sound absorption, etc. What we do is simple. We melt this rock down into a lava state, and then we put it in the world's largest cotton candy machine that makes fibers. And it looks very similar to the fluffy fiberglass in your attic. But that's where it stops. Unlike that fluffy stuff, it is fireproof. You know, and let me say this, Steve. We like to say that Rockwool provides gifts that protect, G-I-F-T-S. And let me explain that a little bit. G, it's green. It's environmentally friendly. As I mentioned earlier, 60% is recycled, 40% is sustainable, which is natural rock, which is LEED qualified. There are no chemicals added to this product at all. Unlike the other stuff we talked about.
So there's no chemicals sitting in between the walls in my house.
That's correct. A completely natural product. It's actually the most natural product for insulation on the planet. So it's inorganic. It's mold, mildew, and fungus resistant, and it will not absorb moisture. So if it ever gets wet or you have a flood in your house, you don't have to worry about mold and mildew and all that. And then F, it's a very important one. It's fireproof, as listed by Underwriters Laboratory as non-combustible. It simply will not burn. It's made out of rocks. Ever tried to light a rock?
Very difficult to get that thing to burn.
That's right. So now we come to T, thermal. Thermal insulation is measured by R value. You've probably heard that term before. Our R value is 4.13 per inch, which far exceeds fiberglass, cellulose, and open cell foam and other insulations in the market. It simply is a superior thermal barrier for the outside. And then we come to S, sound. And this is an exciting one for me. It is sound absorbent with an STC rating as high as 69, which STC rating is a rating they give for sound, For instance, normal speech that can be easily heard is 25. Sound in speech that is muffled can be around a 40. And soundproof is 60 plus. In a typical wall, 2x4 wall with rock wool embedded in it, we can reach a 56. And in a 2x6 or party wall, in multifamily structures, we can reach a 69. Which is sound studio soundproof.
Which are two of the things that I want to talk about, because we're in a studio right now, and it would be equivalent to the deadening of the sound in our studio, so we wouldn't be hearing something out in the hallway or another studio, which is amazing that you can have that, because normal, regular insulation, the pink stuff, doesn't do anything like that.
That's correct. And quite frankly, I think we could probably improve on your studio.
It probably could be, too. Hopefully we're not hearing any additional noise. The other one that I'm so excited about with Rockwool and Amarok is the fireproof. Now, I had a fire at my home. Didn't destroy my home, but burned a number of areas into a walk-in attic and burned the ceiling, etc. What would the difference have been? Well, actually, the biggest damage to my house was the water damage from the water from the firemen. Mm-hmm. But what would the difference have been if I would have had Rockwool in there in my fire? Would it have prevented or stopped some of the fire from burning some of the studs and some of the walls?
Well, fire is fire, and fire will burn anything that it touches, mostly. So I wouldn't say it would have prevented the fire, but it would probably be best characterized as greatly retarding the spread of the fire. For instance, if you have Rockwool in your walls and there's a fire in that particular room, it will not spread laterally to another room. That's why many apartment buildings and hotels use this in their walls, so that if that should happen, it's not going to spread laterally and they're not out of business. But in your example, let's talk about the attic. If you had Rockwool in the floor of your attic, which most homes do, and all flames go up, this would greatly retard the time that those flames would reach the roof line. And you know, once it reaches the roof line and exposes oxygen and air, that's when it really starts to burn. So it's not going to prevent a fire, but it will certainly go far beyond that fluffy stuff, pink stuff that may be in your attic now.
So retard would be a good word for somebody looking at that to hold back the fire slightly. We're speaking with Dave Martinez. David is the partner and vice president of global business development for a company called Amarok Products. And their website is Amarok, AmerockA.com. And you need to go there to take a look at, if for no nothing else, just some videos on there on how the insulation is actually put into the walls in some newer structures. One of the things on your website says something old is something new, and that's what the Rockwool is. But I've also found that it also reduces your energy bills. How does that happen?
Oh, that's correct, Steve. We get feedback all the time, especially from multifamily structures, apartment buildings, things of that nature, as well as individual homeowners, that once they incorporated Rockwool into their house or their structure, they have seen a significant decrease in their utility bills because of the R value of this product. Even one major apartment building here in Dallas had sent us a letter that said our residents had experienced a drop in their energy bills from 33 to 50%, which is phenomenal.
It absolutely is. Well, let me ask this about converting a home or business that's already built. The videos that I saw on your website had newer construction where they actually put it in before it was completed. But what about an existing home or an existing building? Do they go in and pull out all the insulation that's there, suck all the insulation out, and put rock wool in? How does that happen?
Well, there are several ways that can be accomplished. Obviously, new construction, as they're building the structure, whether home or building, is easiest to do. When you have an existing building and you're rehabbing that building or home, it's a little more difficult because you have to open some of the walls to get the insulation into that, the rock wool into the walls. So it can be done. It is done every day. It just takes a few more steps to do that. So they would open up a wall, or they would drill holes in the wall or come down from the ceiling and fill it in that way rather than removing the entire wall. Now, you mentioned would it be the old insulation be removed? In most cases, it can be removed, especially in the walls, it should be removed. In an attic, if you've got a lot of of that other product up there, Rockwell could actually be blown on top of that product, because unlike that product, when you compress that product, it loses its R value. You know, it's kind of a misunderstanding that if I can just push that stuff down and compress it, it's got to work better. It has just the opposite effect.
So you want it loose.
You want it loose because that other product depends on the air within that loose product to act as the insulator. And air is a pretty good insulator. Rockwell does not use that type of principle. Rockwell is an insulator in itself. So if you compress it, it works just the same. In some cases, it actually works a little bit better. So it's opposite of that other product that we've talked about.
Well, you also have in the last minute or so of the show, you also have different types of rock wool, Firestop, TB, Horta wool, and Cryo wool, but it's for different applications. How different are those from a resident or a business facility?
Well, the basic product is all very similar. It's just a little manufacturing tweaks here and there to make it apply to that particular application. For instance, Firestop. Firestop is Rockwell, but it is manufactured in a little bit finer manufacturing process so that it is applied over open or closed cell foam. A lot of businesses and residents now are using foam as an insulator, and it is a pretty good insulator. There's no question about that. But foam is highly combustible, and it's highly toxic when it's being installed. There's two ways to protect that. What about if flames are associated with that around that that foam? It's highly combustible. So they have to put a flame retardant on the foam. There's traditional paints and flame retardant paints and things of that nature. However, the trend now is to add Firestop, an inch and a half of Firestop to that foam to act as the thermal barrier, ignition barrier on that. In addition, the collateral benefits, it adds some additional R value, as much as 6.5, just by applying it to the foam. The other products that you mentioned, Cryo wool and Horta wool, are two products that we're excited about. Cryo wool is it's really coming on strong. It's an insulation to install around super cool or cold applications, liquid nitrogen, for instance, pipelines that carry very cold products. And there just is a myriad of applications for that. And then Horta wool is really an exciting product because basically it is a growing medium for plants. This is an inorganic product, so it has no nutritions in it, but the application of it is you can grow plants in this thing, but you got to feed it with something like Miracle-Gro because it's not getting any nutrients from the soil. So a perfect example of using this would be putting it in the desert and growing plants and wool. As long as you're feeding it with plant food, you could do that.
Amerirock products, and you can find all about them at Amerirock, AmerirockA.com. David, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Dave.
Nice Dave Martinez, partner and vice president of global business development. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Check us out at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll see you again next week.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.